It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up within 15 minutes, qualifying you to go to Bonnaroo. And just for getting qualified, you're going to get digital downloads of artists that are going to be at Bonnaroo this year. I was in couples counseling last week with my wife, Lindsay. It was our first one, and long time coming. I think it's good. I think we're going to learn a lot and hopefully work through any issues that we might have. But one thing, we had like a homework assignment. It was, okay, what's the biggest thing that we can start working on for each other? For me, I really wanted my wife to try to help me out because, I don't know, I have OCD and anxiety. And I'm like, can you please just, not the whole house, but start out with just our room and get the piles. Because she had just, I guess women have this, like piles of clothing over here, over there. I'm like, can't we just put everything in its place? That's what I really like. So she said, yeah, she agreed with that and my therapist in the presence that she would work on that. And it's like, okay, well, Lindsay, well, what would you like Joe to do? You know, it should be fair here. It should be 50-50. It's like, well, you know, when I met him 7 years ago, I mean, he really used to like take me on adventures and dating. And when he proposed to me, he promised me lifetime of adventures. And, well, we really don't do that. So my assignment was to start dating my wife again and take her on an adventure.
Okay.
So what do you guys think I did?
I don't know. Maybe you took her to a nice candlelit dinner somewhere new. You guys went hiking.
I thought I saw in your Instagram story you went to a concert. Would that count?
We did. We saw Mumford & Sons. That was cool, but that's kind of something that she wanted to do.
Okay.
Because she really likes Mumford & Sons just like I do. So
okay,
that doesn't count necessarily. We went to a basketball game the other day. I mean, we've been busy, but none of that counts. The thing that counted, and I'd like some feedback, 833-JOE-ALEX and Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Is I thought I'd play a little game. You know, like when you're driving in a car and you look for different license plates or you just spot different things like the I Spy game?
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of adventure fun, and it changes up. It's different on you. I had kind of that envision in mind when I got food together for a picnic. I wanted us to go eat at a park. But on the way to the park, like where we live, and I don't want to say exactly is because I don't want people to steal our spot, mm-hmm, but there's a graveyard nearby.
Okay.
So we pull up, and there's a spot where you can pull off and park. People often do that. And I did one of those name games.
Wait, you in the graveyard or outside of the graveyard?
No, inside the graveyard. We did one of the name games, and it was the first person that actually could find their name on a tombstone won.
What? So, like, if she saw her name Lindsay on a tombstone, or if you saw Joe, then you guys would be the winner.
Exactly. Yeah.
And this was your romantic date adventure idea?
Well, I just thought it, I mean, the whole, there was a picnic involved too, Alex. I mean, don't poo-poo the whole thing, but I just thought, you know what? This would be kind of interesting and kind of cool if we were able to do that.
So, wait, this is an idea, or you actually went and did this?
No,
already?
We actually went and did it. I mean, Lindsay didn't seem mad about it, but to be honest with you, I mean, I thought she'd show a little more enthusiasm or excitement. She thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah, that's so creepy. Why would you think that that's a romantic date idea?
That was just part of the date. The romantic part was us actually like having the meal prepared and like eating at a park nearby. But on the way to the park, we stopped on by and did the name game. First of all, I think a lot of people actually do look at tombstones and like there's history on there. You can see like, oh my gosh, this person was born in this time. Like, I don't think I'm the only one that's done that. Right? I mean, that's...
I mean, no. Like, I've done that before.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
like,
but I don't
I
think
show
that's...
respect. I'm totally respectful to the dead.
I don't think this is what Lindsay had in mind when it came to you taking her on some romantic adventure.
Okay, then
like,
when
is your next counseling session?
Thursday night.
Okay, so you really only have today to fix this because you just epically failed. You for sure got an F on your homework.
You're grading me with an F.
Yes. That is not, I know, Lindsay. That was not what she was looking for.
Liv. Alex has way too of high expectations. I don't even know why I asked. What grade would you give me?
Like, the effort was good.
Yes.
I think like doing a picnic in a park is super cute.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
it's not a normal park.
Tombstone thing and cemetery thing, it almost seems like you want to kill her.
No, it's on the way there.
Like,
on
that's
the way there.
Like that sounds like the start of a scary movie.
833-JOE-ALEX. Call us at 833-JOE-ALEX. Did Joe already fail his couples therapy homework? Does he need to do a redo tonight before he has his next
session? There's not time to do a redo. You guys are just hating. Allie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What are you going to hate on this too?
Absolutely not. You planned something that was different and unique. And, I mean, I wish my husband would plan something other than you know, an evening sitting on the couch catching up on TV shows.
To
C?
Me?
All right, yeah. Ladies, my A and your F just got me a C. I am average, and I'll take that.
Average? You would think that was romantic?
Well, not so much. The picnic part is romantic, yes. But, I mean, pretty much anything that's off the beaten path, that's a little bit different, that's not, you know, so cut and dry. Like, anybody can go, you know, to dinner and a movie, and, you know, that's a perfect date, whatever, whatever. But let's change it up. Let's do a little, you know, something different.
I see what you're saying.
I love the idea.
Allie, do you know how long it would take if you and I were married to find your name on a tombstone? We may not even get to eat. Allie's a unique name.
Well, it's short for Allison, so I'm sure that's around there somewhere.
Oh, yeah,
but
that would be there.
Oh, that one would pop up in no time.
So, I like what she had to say, though, because I do see her point. She's saying, like, you know, an adventure is not just a date night. It's something different off the beaten path, which technically you did do. So should what Joe have done count it? I mean,
yes,
Lindsay
should have.
Lindsay had to have given you her thoughts after this happened and said whether or not she was like, yeah, I loved this, or like, it was okay. What did she say?
Well, I mean, it's my wife. She's like, meh. I mean, like, I
okay, so see, she wasn't into it. So I feel like if that's the case, she wasn't into it, then you need to have a redo in the next 24 hours.
All right, I don't know about that. 833-JOE-ALEX, what do you think? What would you give me? A and F, maybe a C, somewhere in the middle. And also, if it's so bad and I need to go do something tonight, can somebody give me a suggestion of what would be a fun, like, couple's adventure? Because I got, like, 24 hours to figure this thing out. 833-JOE-ALEX. Well, by the way, I won. Joseph is a very common name in a graveyard.
I would guess that Lindsay would be a way harder name to find.
And hers is with an E. Like, an A did not count. It had to be Lindsay with an E.
Okay.
Because she found, actually, a Lindsay with an A. I'm like, you can't do it if it doesn't have an E. So I won that. And then we went and had a little picnic, and it was good. And Alex says I deserve an F for that idea, which is kind of insulting. Liv the Web Girl said it was like C at best or something. And what, you're saying it's not a C idea? It's not average?
I would give it a D because you said it sounded like you wanted to murder her at the end.
Oh, don't worry. There was some D involved later. But, oh, my gosh. It's what married couples do. McKenna, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think of that idea?
Hi. I think it's an awesome idea. And I think that if you kind of were to put it, like, as a scene in a movie or something, that it would actually be, like, a really cute idea.
Are you serious?
Wow, Alex.
I'm so serious.
Look at this.
I'm so serious.
See, I think Alex and Liv have these, like, pie-in-the-sky ideas of what, like, a real date should be. Like, and that's why I'm, thank God I'm not dating or married to them. But I think hopefully my wife is unlike those two and has realistic expectations and is thankful that her husband took her to the graveyard for the game and then to go grab a picnic.
Joe, as far as an adventure, though, I think you need to go, like, at least 30 minutes away. You know, I'm going to try to get Lindsay on the phone.
Wait,
I'm going to see if I can call
her. So this
is
what an adventure is? It's going a distance?
Yeah, at least. Yeah, you can't have a close adventure.
So
if
I drive my wife 30 minutes away to a field, ooh, the adventure. Ooh, look it. There's dirt over there. Oh, is that a tree? Oh, my God, a bird.
I mean, what would count as an adventure for you? 833-JOE-ALEX. Maybe you have some better advice for Joe.
An unusual and exciting, typically hazardous experience or activity.
Oh, hazardous. So I've got to put my wife in danger. That's a great idea, guys.
There is this new place I heard of that is like a candle-making place. And you can make a candle, like, in a jar. You pick your scent and everything. It's a fun activity. Like, that is a good adventure date.
I've heard about this, and that does sound fun.
You want me... Hold on. We're going to need to call 833-JOE-ALEX. You want me to go dip a wax in candle or candle wax. That's exciting.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'd rather be murdered.
No, it is a fun thing. It's a fun thing.
Fun thing.
Yes.
What is wrong with you?
I'm telling you, you get to pick your own smell and all that stuff.
I already have my own smell, Alex. I don't need a candle to help me with that. Jasmine, are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, Jasmine, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you want to say?
I would definitely say you got a D, not an F, because you did put in a little bit of effort, but I wouldn't say you hit it out of the park.
Well, I didn't say I hit it out of the park. I think it's like a C or a B, like, level right there.
Not even a B, like, not even a C minus.
Where are you where are these unrealistic expectations coming from, Jasmine? Like, what do you expect me to do?
It's not even unrealistic. I'd probably say, if anything, maybe something that is a little more less creepy.
Right, like, that's not Lindsay's thing.
That's not creepy. You guys make things to be what they're not.
Look, for me, Alex, I would think, like, that was kind of neat, especially if it was Halloween time. That'd be a date I'd like to do. But his wife, would not be into walking around a graveyard. That is not a Lindsay thing. So I don't think that that should count as your adventure.
Right, turn off. It's not creepy. Turn that off. Turn that off. 833-JOE-ALEX. Jasmine, thank you for calling in. Let's go to line number two. Raina, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Good idea, bad idea? What do you think?
All right. So I think that you personally had a great idea.
Yes.
But ultimately, I really think we need to look at both sides here. So we need to see that maybe this was a great idea in your mind, mm-hmm. but we need to go back and see if she thinks it was a great idea. Like, what are her interests and stuff? What does she see as an adventure? I personally think it was great. But, you know, marriage ultimately isn't about, you know, ourselves. It's about, like, us appealing to that other person. So... And if you do think that you do need to do like a little redo or something in the meantime before tomorrow, then there's this thing called the five love languages, you know.
I've read the book. I don't apply it, but I've read it once.
Yeah. Well, I know that my first love language is physical touch, but my boyfriend's is quality time. So if I were really trying to like, you know, appeal to their like romantic nature, then, you know, I'm just like laying on him on the couch and he's just like, you know, get off of me. But if we were to, you know, just go and watch a show together, that's that quality time that he really appreciates.
Right.
So I'm appealing to him.
I put this up on Instagram on our story at Joe and Alex Show. You can vote if he should get an A+ or an F+.
Man, you're really putting the scale on a high and a low end right there.
So far, it's close. You have 59% giving you an A, 41% giving you an F.
Jessica Lee, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. I'll do a few more calls. What did you want to say?
Hey, I thought Joe did a really good job of going to the graveyard and then a picnic afterward. That's something completely different and unconventional.
Thank you.
Alex, you wanted him to do candles. I think that's just a little boring.
Really?
Yes. Hello, yeah. Susie Homemaker.
Yes. I mean, I get that it's, you know, a fun little adventure and it's something different, but that could also come across as a little boring.
Oh. Well, see, yeah. I really thought Lindsay would prefer the candle thing.
Oh, you think my wife's a boring woman then?
No,
are you insulting my wife?
She likes simpler things.
Well, what does Lindsay think? What does she like?
She would like a simple, like, cute idea like that.
Lindsay likes to spend money. She has that in common with Alex. They both like to drive me to be insane. Hey,
all women like to spend money. I mean, that's nothing new.
I've noticed that. Hey, thank you, Jessica Lee. We appreciate you.
I think Lindsay wants to do a normal type of date with you because you guys don't even do those.
Kelsey, let's wrap things up with you. What do you think?
I think that that is the most perfect date ever.
Oh my gosh. I honestly like should be single.
I am shocked.
Because so many women right now are throwing themselves at me with my genius and creativity.
I am shocked.
It's so perfect.
Thank you.
I'm obsessed with Jeffrey Dahmer. Remember, it's Kelsey. It's freak.
Of course you love this.
Okay.
It's perfect.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. All right. You know what? Maybe it wasn't that good of an idea after all, if that's what we're working with.